should we open it up and find out what the wild world of Seahawks fandom is thinking out there? To be flat honest with you, I'm a little nervous.
Letterman.
To get into this. But Aiden Espinosa. Yeah, see, this is why I wanted to get to it. Aiden Espinosa, who do both of you blame for this loss? I'm sick.
I'm going to let you take this one first, partner.
You know, man, I mean, who do I blame for this loss? I mean, there's the players on the field. There's the coaching staff. I feel like we could go through the X's and the O's. But honestly, the vibe around the building, the vibe around this team, meaning that Lumen, meaning that building today, was weird. It was weird from the moment the plane landed. I feel like everybody in Seattle just chalked this one up for a win before it even happened. And then we, you know, everyone has a plan until you get smacked in the mouth, right? Who do I blame? I blame myself for taking the Giants too lightly. I was cocky too. We're filming Instagram videos on the way in. I'm like eating a hot dog. I'm like, see you after we annihilate the Giants, and we go walking into the stadium. I blame myself. But I also blame the defense for really just kind of just not showing up when they needed to. Just, I mean, what Tracy Jr., they didn't hit him until he's 13 yards down the field half the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beast.
I'm putting this one on the run defense.
He had some good runs, though. Like, I'm give credit where credit's due. They won the line of scrimmage, and they won in the trenches. And I've always said the game is won in the trenches. They gave Daniel Jones time, you know, to throw the ball. It's on all of us. Who do I blame? All of us, right? Because that's what happens in a loss. Like,
pick one person.
One person?
Come on. Who are you blaming?
The NFL. The fucking schedule, man.
No, that's
holy
a lot
shit.
Of people.
Yeah. No, that's one. It's one person, right? Whoever does the schedule. I don't know if it's in
ChatGPT
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we got to find. I think I sent it to you where the guy like used to like, he used to put these rings up, and I got to find the video because, ladies and gentlemen, it is fucking hilarious. But he used to put it up, and he said, you know, the ones that were pinned means I got it right. And then every day I'd come in and like our, you know, my boss would like just hit the board, and anything that he didn't like would fall off.
Oh my God.
And so can you just imagine the boss just kicking the shit out of that board? Just like,
I can't imagine making an analog NFL schedule and trying to figure out the different events. Like, when is Taylor Swift in town again? I don't know. Who's got the schedule over there?
Epic Seats wasn't out back then. You didn't, it wasn't that easy.
Oh my God. So that'd be insane.
So, like, I mean, it's like doing fantasy baseball on paper. I had a sick friend that used to do that. Like, who does that? 162 games, and you're just going to write down your roster every day?
Okay, so Lofa blames everyone and the NFL. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aiden, thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Brett with a word from our sponsor, Bet Online, the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for everything football. And if you really think you know your stuff, get in on their $200,000 mega contest and pick five games against the spread every week for your chance at weekly prizes and a share of $200,000. Head to the website today to get in on the action or use their mobile app available in any app store. It's Bet Online. The game starts here.
Adam underscore the Island Sun, you're telling me that our HC, DC, and defense couldn't stop Daniel Jones? Not Patrick Mahomes, Daniel Jones. We're talking like
tackling like last year.
Or we're tackling, sorry, like last year again. Yeah, man, this is what I'm saying. Like, oh, man, all the shit we talked going into this game. All the shit we talked.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Jones just comes in and goes, well, I'm going to show up for this one game.
Talk about your all-time backfires. Yeah, we didn't know they had the Colt McCoy of running backs, all right? And it made me nervous when you said you weren't nervous about this game.
I know, and I'm trying to go with your whole silver lining. It's all good. Let's relax. We're still in it. We're still first place. I tried a slice of your guys' positivity.
No, we're still in first. It's not like bullshit. It's like facts.
We're technically still in first place.
No, We're still in first. Don't say technically.
Technically speaking, first place is still on the line.
Adam, good, astute observation. The tackling was not up to par. There were some just where we saw the swarming nature of the defense in the first few games. It did not look the same today. Regardless of like starters out, there's a standard that's been set, you know, especially from preseason through, and we didn't live up to it today.
I feel like a game like today was a game that we saw in years past that kind of got us to where we are today with a new coaching staff, new regime. You know, this looked like a game that we've seen in over the course of the last few years.
You're talking about when I was playing?
No, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was eerily reminiscent of unfortunate events in the past.
How pissed is McDonald tonight?
Oh, like I don't know McDonald like that, but I know he's about football. He's a football guy through and through. And it's when I lost a game, you know, me and my boys, doesn't matter how you lost it, like it's hard to sleep. Mm-hmm. And you just like can't wait for that next opportunity to show who you are. And I still, even with the unfortunate tackling, the effort was there, and I was pleased to see that. Guys were laying it on the line. Defense was out there for 22 minutes. That is a fucking lifetime.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because, I mean, if you play 30, that's a full game if you split the ball evenly. So just I just want you guys to remember that. I think I talked about in the past, 2008, when we were fucking trash. But we had so many guys on IR, but we went down to Miami and it was hot as shit down there and we lost. We came back and like we're all in the morning workout the next day and like the offense is like, fuck, my body hurts. And like we controlled the ball for like 31 minutes and the defense was like had a little pep in the still, like I feel pretty fucking good. Like, I mean, yeah, the loss sucks.
Yeah.
Like we were still stewing on the loss, yeah. But like, it was kind of like, welcome to the party, pal.
Time of possession on this one. New York held it for 37, and the Seahawks for 22.
It's 3-1, right? It's almost 40 minutes to 20.
Alina Dahl checking in first time tonight. Even though we lost, Rams and 49ers lost two, we're still on top of the West. The real test is next week. Yeah. Keep the positive vibes going. Go Hawks. Alina, correction, the real test is not next week. That's this week. On Thursday, in like 3 days, we have to play again against the Niners here at home. Which, yes, the Niners did lose today, but they lost to a team that I don't think is the team who we thought they were.
Yeah.
To borrow a line from their old head coach.
I was wrong.
Right.
to not be concerned with them.
I'm not sure how bad that loss by the Niners today looks.
Yeah, Kyler Murray looks damn good.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say is he's back. He's back from his ACL, and we faced a guy that was back from his ACL today, and the guy that we're going to face down the line.
We're not going to look ahead. We got to kick it in.
So we got two teams. I wouldn't say reeling. The Niners, probably reeling. They're kind of like, okay, what is happening right now? That's not going on in our locker room and with McDonald and the guys. I know that for a fact. It's you have to be real with the tape tomorrow, and they will, but there's only three days after that, and then you're playing again. So, like, not put it behind you, but take the learnings and move forward to be better, and they will.
Well,
I think it's a wake-up call.
Yeah, I mean, if there was – I mean, not that they took the loss to Detroit lightly. I don't think anyone in there mm-hmm. ever would. But mm-hmm. For sure, after this one, I think this one has to have just a taste in their mouth that they want to get out right away. After the final fourth down – or whatever happened on the final play for the offense, Geno threw the ball a mile down the stadium.
Got a can.
Or McNeil, right? I mean, he just, like, I don't know if it was on TV or if the TV cameras caught that or not, yeah. But it was kind of like when you used to play basketball on the playground. You just punt one, you know?
No, I never lost.
Oh, okay.
True story.
All right, sure. Yeah, I don't believe that. What else we got? What's next? Stone Feet Forsyth, Seahawks D was Community P.
What's Community P? Am I too old for that? Do you know? I see some people laughing. Let me in on the joke. What's that mean?
McNeil, text Lofa.
Yeah. Never mind. Go back to sleep.
Stone's feet, Forsythe.
It was tough, man.
Tough sledding today.
Yeah. To give up 120 plus to a backup, right?
Yep.
You know, I'll take it back to 2010. This is actually a funny story.
They gave up 122 to Slayton also. We're kind of negating his big game. We're not really talking too much about his big game.
They were well balanced.
Yeah. I mean, 8 catches for 122 on 11 targets and a touchdown.
But specifically, though, the run game is the most alarming because even in coverage, that goes hand in hand with the rush. So, but the run game, you can't stop anybody. It's tough. Tough day. And I remember we were playing the Saints, and a guy by the name of Chris Ivory that no one had heard of. So Pierre Thomas is out, Reggie Bush is out, like all these guys are out. And then this kid, Chris Ivory, comes out of nowhere and puts up like a buck 20 on us. And like our coaches are like, we don't even know who this is. Like y'all let this guy fucking run for 120 on you. And then, like, a week or two later, he goes against, like, the top rush defense in the league and puts up, like, another 120 or 130. And we're like, turns out that guy's pretty good. And mm-hmm. I think that's the case. It's not an excuse for, you know, what happened today. But, you know, every now and then, any given Sunday, but you someone steps up and gets their opportunity and they make the most of it. And that's what this kid did today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even speaking of opportunity, I mean, even with all of this being said, we had a chance to win this one.
Oh, yeah.
Had a chance to tie it up, at least. Had a chance to send it to overtime, at least. Did you think there was a shot that field goal was going to be made, though, at the end?
I texted you, it's Geno time.
Mm.
Right? Like.
Oh, so you wanted to go for it on fourth down?
This is what. No. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
My bad. I meant just like we got the ball for him, and I think what we were down two with 6 minutes, we go down and score, and I was almost even of the mindset. I almost texted you guys. I was like, "Hey, should we just kick the field goal right now?"
Right
on the opposite side of the 2 minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just like, "Nah, I'm just being a fucking nerd, like thinking too much. Like you need the touchdown."
Teams
regardless.
Used to do that in the past.
Yeah, but. I'm sure, like, all the data scientists would be like, well, no, didn't work out for them. Whatever. But I'm saying either way, you need it, and you want as much time left. But we got the ball back, and Geno got us down there, and unfortunately the kick got blocked. Hell of an effort by Isaiah Simmons, right? And fortunately went the other way, kind of just like Rayshon went the other way with his opportunity.
What happened on that field goal attempt, you guys? Is that a penalty or not?
No.
I don't know. I didn't see enough. I was in the stadium. They didn't show it too many times, obviously.
Yeah.
I think the one guy's holding him down. The other guy's jumping over the line.
Yeah.
I mean, hell of a play. But yeah. I know we've tried to do that in the past. I can remember.
Yeah, Cam Chancellor. But
yeah.
Carolina. But I think if you're running, you're not allowed to jump. But he was on the line. And I think that's you're allowed to jump over from the line.
Does anyone know the rules in this game
There's
anymore?
There's got to be a rules analyst in here. I know my boy John.
Does anybody know the rules in the NFL anymore? Right? Like, you can touch them, but only if you're doing a standing jump, not if you're running. If you're running, then you can't touch him. If your teammate grabs him, holds him down, and you jump over, then that's okay.
Puts him in a full Nelson.
But make sure not to brush the quarterback's helmet if you're trying to go for a sack. God forbid. You know, I mean, it's all over the place with the rules. Who the hell knows? Go ahead.
Johnny Langston, hey. Awesome catching up with you, brother. We were at Mission Outdoors today with the press box,
mm-hmm.
and we had a great time. And John is a service member. Hey, salute to you, my man. Appreciate your service. Great connecting with you today, Savage. You as well. Today we ran traditional design run plays on 12% of their 58 snaps on Sunday. That ain't going to cut it.
Mm.
F and A, man.
Yeah.
F and A. It was we got to run the ball.
Yeah.
You got to run to have fun.
And stick to it.
Yeah, and Grubb's done that in the past, so that's why I was just confused, you know, quite frankly. It was just even in games where it's just like we should air it out to preserve clock, it was like this time we had the clock and we just chose to air it out. And it was there. Like, Geno played a solid game, efficient. It was there. So I can't fault Grubb there. But it's just, you know, K9 Sharps need more carries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Geno officially 28 of 40 for 284 and a touchdown. John, again, I'm always on the positive, but talk to me on what's going on with our defense.
Let him know, Brett.
Can't tackle anybody. Can't stop anybody. Scheme, doesn't look that aggressive. I don't know. Send in Spoon only to have Jones hit a soft spot right over the top of him. Mm. He's not getting home on that.
I thought a little too much zone. We got the dogs to man up for tight coverage because they were picking us apart and then taking a shot. Run, pick us apart, first down, shot. And it's just like we were on our heels. That's what happened today.
We got outplayed.
Yeah.
I texted our group chat. We got outplayed before McDonald went to the podium and said it himself.
It's time-stamped, ladies and gentlemen.
His quote here, I have it. Just because I don't want people to think I'm making it up. He said, we got outplayed and out-executed today, all three phases, myself included. Mm. We need to get the run going. We need to get the ball to Ken Moore.
Who's Ken Moore? No, that's it. That's the recipe that has led to our three wins, right?
Yeah.
Just, you know, leaning on that to give Geno time so that play action actually works and they respect it. So, yeah, it was just a shit storm.
It's not good when your head coach is taking the podium saying, we got outplayed today.
He also said outcoached.
Yeah.
All right. So,
oh,
like,
I know.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. Like.
Okay.
Yeah. So, he
Okay, that's even worse. He got outplayed and outcoached. You're right. That's bad.
Well, he took credit, all right? You know?
Right.
He shared. That's what a true leader does.
I know.
Like, you know, if he would just to say, just got outplayed, yeah, then, you know, of course, we're looking in the mirror at ourselves after a loss, after a game. But when, you know, the head man speaks, like, you listen and you observe all these things that take place. And it was just, it was rough, man, all the way around, right? I don't think anybody's happy.
Especially not me. Thank you guys for joining the chat tonight. It's the roll call question, or the question of the night is, where are you tuning in from? So load that in the comments. And remember, commenters and people that like this video, they get prizes. So we'll be giving out some all-day merch. New merch coming soon. Stone's Feet Forsyth, I don't know why I can't ever read that, is back in the chat here. He says, can't change my name for another 2 days. Most frustrating thing I saw was the slant pass. They never really adjusted to that. When the Giants wanted a first down, that was the go-to. I texted this to our group chain as well, I think. Can't stop the slant pass.
I know.
You're nailing it, Stone Feet Forsyth.
Yeah, and it's zone. We were in zone a lot today. Mm. A lot.
So why? Why did we play so much zone?
Well, it goes hand in hand with our pressure package, like how we replacement zone is what they call. So, like, we send – sometimes we only send four, but, like, there's eight at the line, and, like, it just causes quarterbacks fits. But they did a good enough job in protection today and took care of – and then with the run game, like, that's why some of those runs were hitting, right? So it's – we'll take a hard look at this film and, you know, be honest with it. That's what those guys will do in that building. But when the run game's going, man, which is why McDonald even said we have to get it to Ken more. It's like just that opens up the whole offense, and that's what we saw. The Giants' offense was open to anything they wanted to try.
Giants were 43% on third down.
That's a stat. How many do they have?
I can get that. I just have the percentage.
43?
Yeah, 43% to our 27%.
Yeah, that's telling. That's a huge stat right there.
It seemed like every time they needed a first down, I don't know whether it was on third down or not, they would just get right to the sticks and fall just past it. It was maddening. A lot of them didn't even get measured. It was like the referee just kept calling the chain gang down again.
7 of 16, and we were 3 of 11.
Yikes.
That's one of the main stats we look at in the NFL. Is third down conversion or efficiency. And, man, That was brutal.
Yeah.
That time of possession, brutal. Turnovers, like that. This can fix everything, ladies and gentlemen. Like, okay, here we go. We got the stats right here.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Producer Mike.
Yeah, first half, second half.
Yeah, and just, it was, man, 43%.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's just the whole game
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but 43% and then the time of possession. Penalties, like, this is something we hadn't seen. Like I thought we rid ourselves of penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that was, like, Holmgren's biggest issue was discipline. He was like, it's hard enough to win games in the NFL. Do not beat yourselves.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to win if you're playing two teams, the other team and yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a Jed Fish line.
Yeah.
The Huskies.
It's a true story, friend.
He was right.
True story.
Yeah. Taking down Michigan this weekend. How'd the Trojans do?
Fats McClure. Thanks for joining the chat, brother. I hate you.
Sorry.
Why does this feel like a game Pete team would have won? But some miracle.
That's the
bullshit magic.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. This does kind of feel like a game that Pete would be able to give that speech in the locker room. Can you win the game in the first quarter? Can you win the game in the second? Except, as I've said for years, I think you can win the game in the first quarter sometimes and in the second quarter sometimes. And if you score a lot more points than the other team in those first few quarters, then you don't have to worry about the last few quarters.
Tell that to the Niners that were up 23-10 at halftime.
Well, they should have scored more later then.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, it. You know what? It's not bullshit, Fats McClure. It's a mindset that Pete teaches, that no matter what happens, he always said, you have to go out there every play thinking something good is about to happen, right? And that's true in life, not just, you know, sports. But I love the way you put it, though. Some miracle magic bullshit. I'm going to make a shirt for you, just for you. That's going to be on the merch line.
Look, hold on. We're going to get there in a second, because this is one of those games where McNeil and I were talking about this all afternoon. Like, if they would have found a way to push that thing to overtime, if they find a way to dig a W out of that, because he was telling me, he's like, you'd be mad no matter what. And or one of those fans who would still be disappointed even in a win sometimes. It's like, look, the W solves a lot of things there.
Yeah.
Okay. But when we were 3-0 at the beginning of this season, there were a lot of fans saying, hey, this 3-0 doesn't even look great, and they're waiting for the other shoe to drop, things like that. I mean, the other shoe has dropped to some extent in these last two games. They need to pick it back up again. This is what I was worried about even in some wins. And now they're losses.
First place.
For now.
First place.
Next up here, Alina Dahl. Should we allow DK to angry as it seems to focus him better on his catches but gets fouls, or should he be like Largent and go without gloves?
Ooh.
Ooh, a lot of suggestions here. Who doesn't love an angry run? Who doesn't love a player who's going to fight for extra yards? We've watched beast mode up here for years. Angry Doug Baldwin.
Ooh.
Okay.
Good one, yes.
Everyone loves players that fight for extra yards.
Yeah.
But you can't put the ball on the ground.
It's just knowing when the journey, like, percentage-wise, does not tilt in your favor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, the journey of the catch, like, knowing when the journey is over and get down.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Okay.
Like even in Detroit, I mean, he ran two guys just flat over.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, one guy had him by the shoe, which kept him up. And I know he's digging, and he's just like, I can do it. And the linebacker comes out of nowhere and hits him. But, like, we have seen him break that. But I know what you're saying. We've seen more fumbles or ball on the ground than breaking that.
Yeah.
So just trust me, that is going to be a coaching point. And – you know, but I do like him angry. Today, he didn't look angry. He almost had like a look of concern. So when he fumbled, he went to the side. I think he was just doing like some sort of meditation. And he was just like, but like in times past, I've seen him like, hey, you know, like looking like, give me the ball back and I'll put it in the end zone. And so I don't know. That was something that I noticed today.
I just looked it up. It's 7 lost fumbles since 2019 for DK, unless they haven't added the one from today yet.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that could be the case.
He's got 2 this year, right? So it must be updated. Yeah. So 7. I brought up Doug Baldwin. I have the stats here just in case you're wondering. Do you know how many lost fumbles angry Doug Baldwin had?
How many?
As a receiver?
No.
You want to take a guess? He was in the league from 2011 to 2018.
2.
0.
Okay.
It's just one comparison there. So, next comment.
Yeah, we were handing the ball to Marshawn. No.
Axel MTG. Both the Niners and Hawks lost baseball teams.
What happened?
What? Both the Niners and Hawks lost baseball teams. Upside down. Smiley face emoji. What's that mean?
Is this a riddle, Axel?
I don't know. Last time I checked, the San Francisco Giants were still there, but they actually play in San Francisco. The Niners play in Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Oakland A's moving to Vegas. They're going to be Sacramento for a few years before they become Vegas, but that's Oakland.
Hmm.
And the Oakland Raiders moved a while ago to Vegas. So, then again, Seattle still has the Mariners, right?
Last time I checked.
No, they're gone.
What?
As soon as the season's over, can we just not talk about them again until March, please? My blood pressure's already high enough.
Right? You get that checked, bud.
Wayne J. Mike needs to teach them how to tackle. Classic weird Hawks game. Please do better against the Whiners. I think he means Niners.
No, he said it right.
Wayne J. Classic weird Hawks game. Why do some teams just have these like personalities or things that happen to them seemingly no matter who's the coach and who's the players?
I mean, a lot of teams have weird games, man. Someone on Twitter said, hey, weird shit happens.
We just don't see it because we're not watching those teams?
Yeah, and they're not in first place.
Okay, fair enough.
But you're right. We do have to do a better job of tackling. You're absolutely right.
So the Seahawks don't have more weird games than other teams?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
McNeil? Is he still here?
It'd be hard to quantify what a weird game means anyway.
Oh, he's asleep.
You know what I mean?
Katie, get that picture, please.
Yeah, man.
Our statistician is...
Do we have more weird games than other teams? It feels like it to me.
I mean, the only weird game I remember is the Fail Mary.
Well, that was a weird one.
That was a weird one, right?
Yeah, that was a strange one.
Do you remember any other weird one? That's what comes to mind when I think weird.
That was kind of the weirdest end of all time.
The replacement officials. Only officials that got anything right.
One's going like
Bring those guys back.
The other one's going like this.
And then they look at each other. There's a freeze frame where they're like.
And then they switch. Oh! Oh, man. All right. Alita's back. Football drinking game. One drink for each of these. Every first down. Oh, geez. What? Just for every first down? Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Penalty flag is thrown. 20-plus yard play.
That's 6 right there. I know that.
Every punt. That's a lot. These are a lot of drinks. I figured it out. The refs don't hate the Hawks. They just want us to win the game instead of LOFA. Huh? LOL. Alina, what are you talking about tonight?
I don't know, but I love it, girl. That's a great game. I'm going to have to play that.
Can we not blame the refs 2 weeks in a row,
no,
please, as a fan base?
I give the refs credit on this one because that fumble, eerily close. The ball just has to cross that little white stripe, part of it, and it looked like it was close. And then was it Jay Reed, I think? I think Jay Reed's ass forced that fumble. Must have been leg day, ladies and gentlemen.
Another butt fumble.
It happened. And then we got the longest return in history.
Man, he's got that cast on his arm, too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I play with a cast. It sucks.
Man, I will give the refs credit for letting it go also and, you know, not blowing it dead and letting the play finish itself out. And, I mean, he slowed down several times, kind of wondering if they're going to blow the whistle or not.
I was almost concerned they were going to call it a touchdown because all touchdowns are reviewed rather than, you know.
You mean them going in?
Yeah. I thought they were just going to say, hey, touchdown, because we can review it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God they didn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
that was an exciting play.
It's got to be irrefutable evidence.
I will give credit to our guy McNeil because we were watching that one from under the hawk's nest. So we were right there on top of it. And I had already given up at that point. I thought, oh, great, here we go. And he goes, no, stay positive. They haven't scored yet.
Hey.
I said, yet? And then they snapped the ball. And next thing you know, Jenkins is running
and
another way.
And, yeah, hey, give us a blade of grass and we will protect it. And
stay
that's
positive.
What they did.
Yes. Yeah.
Something good is about to happen. And it did.
It did.
Right.
Speaking of something good, here's another text from Alina. At least the Huskies came back and won. Not only that Penix, Curse, and Billy Joel were at Billy Joe, sorry, not Joel. That's the musician.
They're both pretty dope.
We're at the game, not in our doghouse. All for you, Dogfather. Alina's a big-time Husky fan. She knows I am, too.
Yeah.
Husky's getting right against Michigan, even though they dropped the two before that. But
yeah, but beat what? Top 10 team, right? Or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
They were.
Oh, they're back. Yeah. In the thick of things in the Big Ten.
Right. Hey, you just got to be in the top 12.
Alina goes on in another text here. Explain their defense jumping the line. I thought that was a 15-yard penalty and a first down. Am I wrong, or is there a special team?
Special rule for our team.
Yeah, I know. Again.
So was this on the kick? Is that what we're talking about?
I think she's talking about the field goal at the end.
The
yeah.
one that was blocked? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from my understanding, and we will get a clarification on this, Alina, just for you. If you run and jump and push off or even touch, like you don't have to push off, but if you touch the lineman, that is a 15-yard. When you're up on the line of scrimmage and you jump over, which is what Simmons did, it was just an incredible act of athleticism. And, I mean, the guy made a play.
But I thought there's something about – so that guy aside, it's the other guy
if
who's
he was holding,
pushing the long yeah. snapper's head into the ground – as the other guy's jumping over the top. I thought you weren't really allowed to go after the snapper like that anymore.
That was just good old-fashioned football back in my day, ladies and gentlemen.
I know that, but I think they have changed the rules, speaking of all the crazy rules
yeah.
and how they like to switch them up every once in a while
hey,
or whatever.
You stumped the Schwab, all right? We'll get to the bottom of this.
Are you friends with any NFL officials we can call?
Friends with official? Did you just say that?
No. I knew what your reaction would be.
Unbelievable.
Oh, what do we got? Zachary jumping in the chat here. Have we ever seen Zachary before? Could be a first-timer here. Zachary, welcome to the show. Went to the game, bad tackling, poor communication, coverage mistakes on D, poor blocking, untimely penalties, lack of focus with lack of opportunities.
And we were still in it, but those are all valid points, Zach. Zachary, sorry. But bad tackling, absolutely. Communication, yeah. Coverage mistakes, they were picking the zone apart, and that's why I just thought, hey, let's switch it up and just go, man, at least there's no excuses at that point. Like, whether you're sending pressure or whatever, at least, hey, this is my – we used to call it cat coverage. I got this cat, you got that cat, all right? That's as simple as you can get.
I like that.
Right? And don't let your guy catch the ball, right? And so, yeah, it's – but for Slayton to get all the way across the field, like, and that one – probably had to be man coverage, that Trey, the touchdown. Like, for him to get all the way across the field and catch that, you know, 40 yards down the field, that's – the rush is not getting home, right? Whether it's four guys going or if we sent an extra guy, like, the rush just wasn't there today.
It's got to be a better answer, though, than just we need to get these guys back from injury because it's football. You're never going to have all your guys from injury. So the guys who are out there need to step up.
Absolutely. No. They will look at the tape, be honest, and adjust accordingly.
Okay.
But, Zach, you're right. You're right, Zachary.
Carson Gentry chiming in.
Game was maddening.
The game was maddening. But it's even worse when I see, quote, fans calling for Coach Mike's job. What? Anything to silence the Mike haters. Yeah, it's only been 5 games. These are 2 losses. This one is the ugliest of his tenure here so far.
Yeah.
But it's early.
Wait, yeah, first place.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. First place.
First place. I think if anyone out there is calling for coach's job, that's the overreaction corner of Twitter.
Well, that is, yeah.
Which is a fun place to be sometimes. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, that sounds stressful.
Don't knock it till you try it. Just remember what you're reading and, you know, come back to the light.
I don't got time for that kind of energy. Kenan?
Yeah, I wanted you to take it.
Yeah. Oh, I was reading the name, sir, and then you put it out there for me. Thank you. This loss just leaves a bad taste. True. What's our biggest point of emphasis heading to the Niners? We got to get some fucking turnovers, man. That's what's going to solve some problems on defense, give our offense some more opportunity. Brock Purdy will shred us in zone. Like, if Daniel Jones did this, Purdy, even without McCaffrey and some of the weapons, and then Jordan Mason, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, this dude's for real.
Yeah.
And so Tracy, a very gifted runner and has a great burst. Jordan, he's just tough. Like, he is going to bring the fight to you. Those are the running backs I liked to face because I don't want to get juked by like a guy like Tracy. Those I hated chasing those little guys, even though I was a little guy, but they were littler. So it's I think the point of emphasis, if we get a couple turnovers, 2 to 3 should be the minimum mandatory. It's a different outcome. We're undefeated at that point, right? With these two games that were close, and we're singing a different tune, but we're still in first place, and this is a big game because divisional, man. Huge.
This one comes in from I'm here so I won't get fined.
Touche.
We really need Mafe out there. That guy makes such a huge difference. Also, my buddies and I are planning on going to Seattle for Packers v. Hawks. It'd be my first time at Lumen. Much love from SoCal. What's up? Come to the game versus the Packers. That's awesome. We'll be there. Yep. We're at every home game.
Yep.
So stop by if you can. And here, the first point, we need Mafe out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I saw that he was going to be out, I must say my heart went into my throat a little bit, a lot bit.
Well, and then Chenna went down again. Our pets' heads are falling off. Sorry, you know I had to go on a movie quote.
I did one from the same movie in the stands.
Laugh to keep from
right
crying.
When we got the ball back towards the end with a chance to win it. I went, so you're saying there's a chance.
I love it.
But
positivity.
No, then the field goal got blocked. Eaglet Snupper. Y'all got to be in studio more. Zoom calls ain't it. Yeah, I agree. It's just, this is a hell of a commute. Yeah. But I'm glad to be here. I agree, though, Eaglet Snupper. Thanks for being here tonight. Thanks for jumping in the chat.
You're right. That's all we can say.
Alina, how many of us were wishing Walter Jones would and Jermaine would suit up for the game one last time? One for all and all for one. Jermaine and Walter in the house today. Mm-hmm. Walter raising the flag. He has to have done it before. Right? That can't be the first time for the Hall of Famer.
No, he's done it before.
He got the crowd riled up.
Right?
Have you done it?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
When was that?
17.
Mm-hmm.
The home opener versus the Niners.
How's that experience?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, because just to hear the roar of the crowd again, right?
And they play that cool video
just
package.
Just like she said, one last time.
Yeah.
One last time.
You had to be going ape shit up there.
It was awesome. My kids got to see it. I think that was like what was so special about it, because my kids don't even know I fucking played football. Blue Friday, they see kids walking around with jerseys of 51 and the name on it. And they're like, why somebody got our name on a jersey? Like, well, your dad used to play in the league. For the Hawks? Yeah.
They're not that bad. Really? Bro.
Yeah. I mean, this was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
now they know.
I think so. But I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. It's just kind of like, it's funny. It was funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, comical. But, but yeah, I guarantee you Walter Jones could still suit up. That's one of the best athletes I've ever seen in my life. It's the best football. I play with a lot. 3 Heisman Trophy winners, a lot of All-Pros, Hall of Famers. Walter Jones is the best football player I have ever played with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. It's one of the most just kind of chill, just sort of down-to-earth human beings I've ever had the chance to talk to also.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that guy needs his own reality show.